Deborah Messing blasted for sharing debunked anti-Tara Reid blog post. By BenQ on May 3, 2020. Far-left actress Deborah Messing deleted a tweet linking to a blog post attacking Tara Reid. The woman who has accused presumptive Democratic nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden of sexual assault. Biden accuser, Tara Reid, allegedly stole from non-profit organization. Messing's tweet said, featuring a link to a Medium post by the Krasenstein brothers. A pair of anti-Trump activists and fraudsters who were last year permanently banned from Twitter for setting up fake accounts and purchasing account interactions. The article essentially attempts to cast doubt on Reid's credibility by interviewing Lynn Hummer, the owner of a non-profit horse rescue in Watsonville, California, who claims that she deceived and stole from the organization. Look, this isn't about protecting women. This isn't about the hashtag MeToo movement. This isn't about Joe Biden. This is about truth, Hummer is quoted as saying. Tara Reid stole from me. She lied to me. She stole from my organization. She manipulated me and she duped me. I want that to be shared because it's important information. And I have documentation, images, and emails to prove it. In her response to Messing's tweet, Reid described the article as slander and untrue. This has been debunked and you're quoting people who have been permanently banned from Twitter, said journalist Katie Halper, who recently hosted Reid as a guest on her podcast. Gee, I wonder why a woman might be reluctant to come forward with allegations against a powerful male Democratic politician, added Intercept editor Glenn Greenwald. Democrats are good watching liberal sitcom actresses like this dig into her past to try to smear her reputation? This is the standard to use generally? It is not the first time that Messing has removed controversial tweets. Last September, she removed a racist tweet applauding a church sign that described President Donald Trump's black supporters as mentally ill and was later forced to apologize. I apologized for liking that church sign. I said I regret it. I should, sick, have thought before recklessly supporting, sick, the Will and Grace Star Road at the time. You won't accept this, but black people are targeted by Trump's GOP for voter suppression, sick. Charlottesville was about Trump supporters hating people of color and Jews. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.